100.5 WRCH. It's Tell Me Something Good About Connecticut, brought to you by Vernon Manor.
Did you know that Connecticut is known as Aerospace Alley? It's true. Connecticut is known around the world for Pratt & Whitney jet engines, Sikorsky helicopters, and all the contributions companies like Command and UTC make to our space program. But in aerospace circles, Connecticut's also world-renowned for dozens and dozens of smaller, mid-sized companies that make parts and components that go into the engines, choppers, and spacecraft. In fact, Connecticut companies are major suppliers to Boeing, Rolls-Royce, Airbus, and other global giants. Eight of those smaller companies are in England this week at the Farnborough International Air Show. There'll be a special Connecticut pavilion showing their products and capabilities to customers and potential customers from around the world. The companies in the pavilion include AeroGear, located in Windsor, Arcor Laser Services from Suffield, Connecticut Coining from Bethel, EDAC Technologies of Cheshire, New England Airfoil Products of Farmington, PCX Aerostructures from Newington, Swift Textile Metallizing of Bloomfield, and Whitecraft Group, which is headquartered in Eastburg. Now, since the state began helping smaller companies get to the Farnborough and Paris air shows, those companies have landed more than $461 million in sales. And that is all definitely good for Connecticut. Now, this past Sunday, I can't believe I missed it, was National Ice Cream Day. And if you didn't get a chance to celebrate like me, then listen up. I've got the scoop on where you can go for your next sweet treat. Farm fresh options to artisan flavors. Here's a couple noteworthy ice cream destinations in Connecticut. Ferris Acres Creamery in Newtown. Thrillist named them one of the best ice cream shops in America. At Ferris Acres, visitors can watch the cows graze and enjoy fresh flavors, including Campfire, a take on the classic s'mores, Elvis's Dream, which is peanut butter, banana, and dark chocolate chunks.
That sounds good.
Right?
Ooh.
Now, to taste ice cream made from award-winning cows, you gotta head to Arethusa Farm Dairy in Bantam. Its premium ice cream is made with 16% butterfat.
Oh,
yum.
Man.
What? Or you can head to Grassroots Creamery in Granby, where artisan flavors change up daily. This includes pear lavender sorbet and apricot white chocolate chip. Don't forget, there's Mystic Drawbridge Ice Cream, which has been serving homemade ice cream for over 100 years. They just debuted their first vegan ice cream, coconut caramel. And from cow to cone, head on over to the classic Yukon Dairy Bar and Stores, where you can watch their award-winning ice cream be made before you sample it yourself. Now, July CT prize pack is still up for grabs. Go online to get yourself registered to win two lane rentals for up to eight people at Pine and Iron Axe Throwing in Hartford, as well as two Pine and Iron t-shirts. Now, they share a building with Hog River Brewing in the Parkville neighborhood of the city, and this is the first axe throwing venue in Connecticut. Pretty cool. You also get one complimentary room night at the Circle Hotel in Fairfield, plus some Connecticut Still Revolutionary swag. You can get yourself registered to win that by going online to WRCH.com and clicking on contest.